This is Ozarks at Large. It's been a busy year for Little Chief. When we first met the band in early 2013, the group was using a gift from an anonymous donor to create its first EP. Since that time, Little Chief has performed across the country and used a successful Kickstarter campaign to record a full-length album. The new record, titled Lion's Den, was released last week. One thing that has changed for the band is its lineup. One member has since departed the group, and two more musicians have joined, now making them a five-piece. Last week, four of those band members, Matt Cooper, Andrew Myers, Isaac Foley, and John Lewis Anderson, stopped by the Firm and Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Matt discussed the band's new configuration.
It's been a year of expanding and growing and kind of stepping out of our comfort zones. First, Ellie Turner, she was with us. She actually recorded on the new album, and she was a doll and really helped us out and sang on that record. But she is no longer with us as a band member, so we're quite sad to see her leave, but definitely for the best. And we added, in substitute for Ellie, we picked up Mr. Isaac Foley, and he's been really useful playing keyboard and organ for us, and he even hits the some of Ellie's notes, which is some of them, yeah. And it's a good time. And then since last time we've also added, he's kind of become a crucial member, but John Lewis Anderson on bass. I think we added him maybe a month after our last interview, so he's been with us for almost the whole year. So
yeah, I came in towards the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
And how did you guys all know each other?
Well, Andrew and I were roommates.
Okay.
And so I was used to Little Chief practicing in our apartment. And I was always like, oh, man, these guys are so cool. And then Andrew was like, hey, we're looking for a bass player. And I was like, that needs to be me.
He didn't even have a – did you even have a bass amp or anything?
I didn't have a bass amp.
And yeah.
And so the deal was if I got a bass amp, I could join the band. And so I called my parents up, and I was like, I need
Here's
a bass
deal.
Amp to be in this awesome band. And they were like, okay, well, I guess you can do that.
And there you go. The rest is history.
Yeah.
Here we are. Now you guys toured last year.
We did.
Then in December you had a Kickstarter fund trying to get some money for this album. Successful.
Yeah, it was successful.
Recorded in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
The tour was great. It was kind of an eye-opener to what this lifestyle is like. And it's a really cool lifestyle because you wake up when you need to wake up and not when you're required to wake up. You can kind of choose when you want to wake up and then get to the show and play music and then wake up and do it again. And you get paid to do something that you love. And that's what's bizarre to me, and I know to the rest of the band. But, yeah, tour was good. And then in December, we launched a Kickstarter campaign, which is – Kickstarter, for those that don't know, it's an online fundraising platform, and we set a pretty lofty goal. When you guys think of it was kind of daunting,
nerve wracking.
Yeah,
for
it was daunting for sure because the last EP we recorded here in Nashville or in Fayetteville was free. It was provided for by an anonymous donor, and so we were like, well, we don't really know how much a typical album costs. And so we got quotes for that, and they were huge ballpark figures. So we set our Kickstarter at $10,000, and we're like, you know what? This may work. It may not work. And it ended up working, and it was all fan-supported. And so basically the fans paid for us to record this new album, and we think it sounds pretty good.
And how long were you in Nashville working on the album?
We did it all over, was that 1 week?
We recorded one song in like a weekend.
In October, yeah.
And then we came back and did the other 9 songs in about a week.
Yeah, so I would say probably roughly 2 weeks to get the whole thing finished.
All right, and the result was your first full-length album, 10 tracks, called Lion's Den.
Yes.
And it came out on the 10th.
10th of March, yeah.
10th of March. So what can you tell me about this new album? Is there any particular theme sort of running to it? When I talked to your cellist in December, he sort of talked about the the name of the album. Yeah.
The name lines it in. When we launched the Kickstarter, the goal was so high that we were like, is this going to even work? So we kind of equated it to the story of Daniel in the Lion's Den and like how he probably going in had no idea if he was going to come out alive or not. And we were like, shoot, this is such a huge step for us. Like, what if we don't, what if nothing happens and it just fails? And so luckily we came out of the Lion's Den, and that was the thing. Like, we weren't sure if we were going to make it out, but we did. And we think it sounds really great. And it's got a ton of, it's really different from anything else we've done. And we've got a lot of electric guitars, and it's a really full sound. And that was, our producer helped us really get a fuller sound on this album. So.
And that's what makes it kind of different from the EP.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more presence of things like organs and almost like droney accordion type sounds. And then we've got electric guitars, which is something that was totally new to us. Mm. And but we've got songs from really indie rock songs, all the way to one song that may sound a little bit like the Jackson 5. So
what song is that?
We call that one, that one's Brothers. And there's some electric guitar that's just reminiscent of I Want You Back by Jackson 5. So a lot of influences on this album, and it's got a lot of different sides to it, and we're really proud of it, though.
Well, there is one song that people will be familiar with. North Carolina is also on this album. It was on your original EP, but you've redone it?
We have.
What was that like to kind of go back and tweak a song you already had?
It was cool. It was a large part of our producer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, our producer, we played the song for him, and he was like, oh, this sounds good. We structurally, this sounds great. We need to, there was some things that we thought would sound better doing it a certain way. So we took out a lot of the super upbeat stomp clap parts and put in a lot of the more beautiful cello lines to kind of highlight the beauty of the song, not necessarily the catchy side of it this time around. So we think it sounds pretty good this way. So.
Well, there's a track on there called Untitled.
Yeah.
And it's all instrumental, I think.
Yeah.
Right? And so how did you guys come up with that one? Because, I mean, you do have a lot of instruments, and
sure,
some of your songs are more instrumental than others, but they're always singing. And so I thought it was interesting that this one was just instrumental.
Yeah.
Well, we knew going in that we wanted an instrumental track, and we weren't really sure what that looked like going into the studio. And then we just kind of played around with some ideas, and our producers kind of helped us expand on our ideas, and we landed on that, and it's become kind of like a prelude to the song Lion's Den.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just kind of flows into it.
Yeah.
What is there a story that you're telling me with Untitled?
No, it's just, I wish we were more mysterious.
No, I like to ask, you know, if I don't have the words, I want to know if there's something I'm missing.
No.
And I'm sure you want everybody to listen to all the songs on your
of
new
course.
Album, but is there one or a few that you're most proud of or that you would be most excited to have people listen to and get their reactions?
I think my favorite is Lion's Den. I think it's a really new song for us because we haven't really done anything like that. And the end is just really big and full, and it's got like these gang vocals just kind of singing this anthem, and that just really hits home with me. So
yeah, I would say that was definitely my favorite as well. It's we came into the studio and we were like, Joe, who's our producer, we said, Joe, we want to make this song epic. And I had kind of written the song based around the story of Les Mis, and so that's where we're like, this song has to be epic, otherwise it's not going to work. And needless to say, it's pretty epic.
What about you two quiet ones in the middle here?
I'd say my favorite song is Old Blues.
That was a good one.
It's got a really backbeat feel on like the drums and bass. And I had the most fun recording that one with John Lewis, because we would record drums and bass at the same time.
Yeah.
And so that one's got some nice little upbeat claps, got some electric riffs on there. It's pretty cool. It's my favorite by far.
Yeah, I'll be the lame mainstream guy and say Brothers, but it gets stuck in your head and you can't stop thinking about it. It's one of those songs you listen to once and you feel like you've heard it for a lifetime, so personally that's a favorite for me.
Well, following the release of your album, you guys did have a show at George's. How did that go? Kind of, I guess, I don't know if it was your official release party, but kind of your first show since the release.
Yeah, first show, it kind of kicks off our stint of shows that we're playing this spring. We started off here in Fayetteville. The show turned out awesome. Our third time at George's, we had a little over 350 there, and it was an awesome crowd. We had a ton of fun, and we played with a friend band of ours called Jude and the Lion from Nashville, and they killed it, and we had a ton of fun, and this was kind of the kickoff of, I think, six or seven shows that we're about to do this spring and over the next month and a half or 2 months before summer. We're going to Waco next on March 22nd, and then we go to Colorado, Denver, and Fort Collins, and then we play a few other shows around here in April. So we're excited about them.
How are you able to book some of these shows that are not necessarily in our region, and how do you manage to do all of this traveling while you guys are all still at school at the University of Arkansas?
Yeah, it's definitely, I know I speak for all of us when I say it's super tough. Booking-wise, you know, it's one of those things, we probably send out 100 emails for every one show that we get. And that might be a little exaggerated, but it's close to truth. And so it's one of those things, like, we just pick a city and we're like, hey, let's try to play here. Look at some venues, see if we know anybody there that has any connections. And luckily for us, a lot of venues have been supportive of helping us find other venues and using those connections. So it's just one of those things. It's kind of a domino effect. And with the presence of the internet and websites like Noise Trade, people can get your album for free. And next thing you know, you have fans in Hawaii that are wanting you to come to a show. And
Do you have fans in Hawaii that want you to come to a show?
We don't have fans in Hawaii.
Okay.
We might have one.
It always surprises me whenever we put something up on the Facebook page, though, like, where do you want us to play? And then there will be people, I think the last time there was someone from Canada that was like, come to Canada.
Yeah.
I was like, how did that happen?
There have been people that from India that are like, come play in India. And we're like, okay. We'll get there soon.
That was Matt Cooper, Andrew Myers, Isaac Foley, and John Lewis Anderson, four of the five members of the local band Little Chief. Their new album, Lion's Den, is available now on iTunes. For more, visit littlechiefband.com. During their recent visit to KUAF, the band also played a couple of songs off their new album, including this one called Gold in the Morning. Again. That was Little Chief performing inside KUAF. You can hear another song from the band Sunday morning at 9 on Weekend Ozarks at Large.